The 100-year-old high school would relocate to 50 acres at the western end of River Road, where the Benedictine Abbey and the school's football, baseball, and soccer fields are located. At a public meeting on Thursday, the county noted,
concerns with their public water capacity that they have on site to meet their domestic needs and their fire rescue needs, and their private sewer treatment facility, and the potential traffic impacts that they have on the site.
Goochland's principal planner, Tom Coleman, explained that the new permit updates one issued in 1993.
Essentially, with the approval of this use permit, the Planning Commission recommended that they be allowed to continue those uses, which include a monastery for the Benedictine monks, a religious facility for meetings and retreats, and a chapel as a small parish church. The one limitation that they did change is they reduced the number of monks that was approved from 100 to 20.
Some of the Abbey's neighbors at the meeting were supportive. Some were worried about traffic on River Road.
The Planning Commission recommended that they be required to do certain improvements at their entrance, and that they also commit some funds to do improvements at the intersection of Patterson Avenue and River Road.
Brian Walsh is chairman of the Benedictine Society's Financial Advisory Committee. He says those concerns and others are being addressed.
Yes, in fact, we were satisfied before the concerns were raised, because we would obviously not be contemplating doing that if we didn't think we could meet all the things we needed to meet. We've had engineers look at this. We've had VDOT studies conducted for traffic, for example. All the studies we get back say we can meet or exceed the requirements necessary to make this move.
The society, he said, is conscientiously working to make the high school a good neighbor.
We'd like to sort of give them comfort that we can meet everything that they're concerned about, the traffic plan, for example, and the traffic management system. And if they come to the next meeting, for example, they might get the chance to see some of the people who will actually be in charge of making it happen.
Public comment, he thought, indicated that some issues were misunderstood and perhaps overstated.
The fear of the unknown stokes what you could be facing, and in fact, it's not in any way, shape, or form as dire as they think.
There is, of course, a price tag on making the needed changes.
The water information, for example, we've got the facilities in place already. The traffic management system is fairly straightforward. It'll cost us a few dollars. Obviously, we're going to make some changes in road access and things of that nature to make it all work from the VDOT point of view. But we've already, that's all factored in. We are very comfortable with where we stand financially and our ability to do this.
Of the area's private schools, Benedictine is among the most affordable, and Walsh says the plan is to keep it that way.
By consolidating campuses, for example, and doing things the way we're doing it, we think it'll help us maintain control over the need to raise tuition. This is a cost of education, and requirements for education have increased. Tuition prices have had to rise fairly significantly over the last 10 or 20 years. We think we can sort of hold the line. It's not going to be zero, obviously, but it's not going to be astronomical either, because we're now on this one campus.
When is the move likely to take place?
Presuming the supervisors approve our application for a conditional use permit, we would begin construction on the rehabilitation of the existing facilities at the site almost immediately thereafter. And if all our plans come to fruition, we have a timetable to be able to move the school out there by August of 2012.
John Ogle, WCVE News.